Oh, whoops. This one was funny. Okay. This is another North Park University one. The coaches in North Park now have been contacting us. Have you ever have students from here go to North Park or not really? Yeah. Okay. Well, the coaches at North Park all of a sudden love merch. Okay. So we have all of these trips for their sports teams around the world now. And this was my favorite one. Okay. It was the women's rowing team of North Park went to Nicaragua to do rowing. Okay. So we contacted the women's Olympic rowing team of Nicaragua. It's made up of 4 girls. Okay. And they have no funding. In fact, the girls are malnourished. So the women's rowing team of Nicaragua is malnourished, and then they're out there rowing. Their boats are like 40 years old. So they're trying to compete with all these countries that have modern boats and actually eat food, and they're trying to compete with them. So we connected the North Park girls rowing team with the Olympic women's rowing team of Nicaragua, and they spent a whole week together training together, just spending time together, and the North Park group brought a whole bunch of money for food so that the girls for a whole week got to eat really well, and they just had a great time together. And at the end, they just shared Christ with them, and you know, most of the girls were open to things at that point. Well, it's gotten such a connection now that the women's coach from North Park of the rowing team is going to be their assistant coach for the Pan American Games, which are like the Olympics, but for our hemisphere. So she's going to be the assistant coach with the women's rowing team of Nicaragua and going to help them out. We're hoping the rowing team from North Park goes down. We've had basketball teams, baseball teams, soccer teams. The women's soccer team from North Park went to Panama with us and played against professional teams in Panama. And the church that sponsored them in Panama they dressed up in American clothes and they're Panamanian, but they dressed up in American clothes and American flags and rooting for the girls from North Park while they played. It was kind of fun. So, yay. There they are. That's their professional rowing things. We're also trying to get some new equipment for the rowing team because 40-year-old boats don't really do very well there. So, just kind of there's some girls right there on the team. So, and that's like the official invitation. So they did like an official event where it was USA versus Nicaragua rowing and invited people to go. Now, this is hard to believe, but people are going on mission trips now to Sweden. To Sweden, of all places, to eat lutefisk and all those things. Yes, okay. Now, I've been having a hard time getting people to go on mission trips to Europe. Because most people think Europe is vacation land. Or why would we go to Europe? There aren't really that many poor people there. Well, yeah, they're not economically poor, but we all know that Europe is like spiritually the most poor continent. I mean, if you want to know what is the normal Christian now, it's a person in Africa or Latin America. That's where most Christians are. And there's almost no believers in Europe at all. So you think of Sweden, where the covenant comes from, right? Only about 1% of people are evangelical believers in Sweden. 1%, okay. But nobody wants to go on a mission trip to Europe, which I cannot figure out. But again, we're always thinking poor people when it comes to mission trips, right? But what about spiritually poor? So I am super excited. This past year, we had 3 mission teams go to Sweden. Now, something has changed in Europe that's made Americans more interested in ministry in Europe. Who's been moving to Europe the last 2 years? Yeah, a lot of refugees, especially from Syria. Sweden has accepted more refugees than any other country except for Germany. So Sweden, really, there are refugees everywhere. I don't know, I went to Paris recently, and there's Syrians on every corner begging in Paris. It has changed Paris quite a bit. So you go to Sweden. This is a little town. This is a little town called Solstala, and it has about 5,000 people, but it has like 1,000 refugees in it. Can you imagine if Woodstock all of a sudden had 1,000 refugees from Syria in it? That would change your community a lot. So all of a sudden, American mission teams are interested in going to Europe because they want to work with refugees and Muslims. So okay, we'll take it. So we had 3 teams going to Sweden this past year, and they did ministry with you know, the community, because a lot of Swedes, they don't go to church. One of the great ones was in Solstala. We had, on the Thursday night of that trip, it was the Women's Ministry of the Northwest Conference organized a trip to go to Solstala, Sweden. And the very last night they were there, they organized a big festival with the local church, the local covenant church. And we had a big bonfire, and there was like a choir, and they taught everyone how to eat and make and eat s'mores, very complicated American food, s'mores. And they played games, all these games. And, well, it was great because some Muslim families came. Because in a town of 5,000, if you have an event like that, there's not much going on, you'll show up, okay? And so they came, a lot of Muslim family came, a lot of Syrian family came, a lot of Swedish families that never had gone to the church before came. It was an incredibly successful event, and the pastor the next morning was so excited. He said, two Muslim families stayed for the whole event. They went to the choir concert. They went to everything. The prayer time we had, they went to everything we had. And when it was all over, they came to me as a pastor and they said, when is your next event? We are definitely going to come. We love coming here. And so all of a sudden, Muslim families, Syrian families, totally interested in the Covenant Church in Solstala. But a lot of it is because the mission teams went to Sweden. We also have two teams going to France this year, our first teams ever to France. One team's going to Marseille, France, which is a lot of people from North Africa. The Covenant's doing a lot of ministry with Muslims, with people from North Africa, and with prostitutes from Africa in Marseille. And then we have another group that's going, you guys go to Pilgrim Pines, is that right? Or what camp? Are you guys into Pilgrim Pines at all, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, it's an American, does Pilgrim Pines have a day like in May where people from the churches are invited to go kind of clean up and get it ready for the summer, right? That's kind of an American tradition, I think. Okay. Well, I was in France and I went to the camp of the Evangelical Free Churches of France. It has like 50 churches part of this camp. I went and I was eating lunch with the director. And she said, you know what, this week is our week to get ready for the summer. And so we invited all the churches to send people to help clean up the camp, paint, get ready for the summer. I looked around. I said, well, I don't really see anybody. And she goes, yeah. She said, not one person showed up, not one. Out of 50 churches, not one person came. It's just not... They've never done it before. It's like a weird, culturally, why would I go to a camp and help clean it up? They've just never done it before. So we've got a group, two churches from Washington next year are going to go for a week and help the camp get ready for the next season. And we're hoping that the French people will come because they just want to see these weird Americans and what they're going to do. And we're hoping that kind of starts the ball rolling where the French start going, this is kind of neat. This is something great. Maybe we should come next year. You know, and we're hoping that that will kind of get the ball rolling for something like that. So, okay. It's called a cafe bus in Sweden where they give out free popcorn and coffee and they set up a cafe and you just talk to people. That's how you do evangelism in Sweden. So, and this is groups doing different things, mainly with Syrian kids. A lot of stuff with Syrian kids. So, okay, now the last month, this is what I've been doing. It's a mess, okay? We didn't know Hurricane Harvey was going to leave 50 inches of rain in Houston. There's 8 covenant churches in Houston. A lot of the people in the churches lost their homes, or not really. They got their homes damaged, heavily damaged. There's still a lot of the covenanters in Houston. Some of them, families are homeless. They're living in hotels. One's still living in one of the churches, you know. So 1 week after the hurricane was over, we had people from 12 covenant churches and North Park University come down with us to do disaster cleanup. So what you do after the house is flooded, you have to tear out the sheetrock. You have to tear out all the carpeting. You have to take all the appliances and all the furniture and just throw it out on the street and then the city comes. And it's a lot of horrible work. And so we had a lot of people from a lot of covenant churches go to Houston and do cleanup work. What's so great about cleanup work is you don't need any skill to do it. You just need to be like, I can do it, you know, and throw stuff. It's dirty, it's gross, and everything else. Well, now we're in a new period of time where, and there, that's, you have to wear masks so you don't get all, like, diseased from mold. And you only have 2 days to clean out the house, by the way, because the mold will grow within 48 hours if you don't get everything out. So you have to do everything as fast as you can. Can you imagine people going to your house or even your church and cutting all the sheetrock out and like, oh, it's terrible. Okay. This is a group that was in an area called the Cashmere Gardens in Houston, which is super low income. And they were just went to help out these ladies with their houses. And I wasn't supposed to go that far. Okay. So now we're in the rebuilding process. So I'd like to invite you, if you're interested, especially if you have construction skills, we're looking for people to come down to Houston and help rebuild Houston. So we have people coming starting next Thursday. And we have them all the way through December at this point. We have others that are interested in coming in January and February and March. And we're looking for people who have construction background. But even if you don't, we could probably teach you how to do certain things. Anybody can hold up sheetrock, you know. So we're looking for people to come down, volunteer, and be a part of Houston rebuilding. We have a church you can stay in. We have a cot you can sleep on. We'll feed you. And we just need you as someone. Over $325,000 has been raised through Covenant Love, Mercy, Do Justice for Houston rebuilding projects. So we just need people to come utilize those funds so we can rebuild people's homes all over Houston. So you are invited. All right, so that's Merge. We organize short-term trips for churches. We try to keep things really relational. I told you about the guys from Minnesota. You know, we really want you to get to know people, spend time with people. That's why we want you to kind of go to the same area. It's a ministry of encouragement more than anything else. We want you to go down or wherever you go to encourage the local ministry and what's going on. We want to enhance what they're already doing. We're not looking for you to do something new, but to enhance it. We want you to be culturally sensitive, so we always train all of our teams before they go, so they're not inappropriate. And it's all about partnership. It's not doing things for people. It's doing ministry with people. That really is a big, huge difference. You don't do it for them. You do it with them. And so that's what we've been doing with groups for 25 years now. Yay. Now, I told you the covenant gave me 3 new jobs on top. So now I'm no longer the executive director of Merge. I am now the international director of global engagements, which includes vision trips. The covenant has been doing vision trips for pastors for quite a few years. And what vision trips have been let's go see what covenant missionaries are doing around the world, which is great. We've decided to start doing a thing called thematic vision trips. So we're having a theme, and then we're asking pastors and church leaders to come, be a part of that learning process, and then come back to your church and figure out how do you apply what you learned to your own church and your own community. So, for example, in April, we're doing one on urban ministry. So we're trying to get urban pastors and church leaders to go to Mexico City, which is one of the largest cities. It's a small town of 25 million people. And to see what the covenant and other ministries are doing, and then come back to their own area to be inspired. We're going to do one on peace and reconciliation in Bethlehem, little town of Bethlehem. And we're going to go talk about the Palestinian-Israeli conflict and how peace and reconciliation needs to come in that part of the world. So maybe you come back, you know, to your area for that. And we're doing a second one on peace and reconciliation in Colombia. That one is going to be in October of next year. And what's happening is, I don't know if you remember, Colombia had all kinds of drug problems and a lot of killings and bombings. It's been really hard. And then they had FARC, it was called, F-A-R-C. They actually would kidnap people and keep them for years in cages. I don't even remember all that. Well, there's a lot of reconciliation that needs to take place because now FARC has disbanded and they now have a political party within the country, and the whole country is trying to forgive each other for a lot of years of a lot of bad things. So the youth of the Colombian Covenant Church have started an organization on peace and reconciliation. So a year from now, we want to take pastors and church leaders down to see what's been going on. I think the United States could really utilize things about peace and reconciliation, because right now we're having problems with peace and reconciliation. So it'd be great to go learn what the Colombians are doing and come back here and apply some things. And then we do want to have a trip to Sweden, because one thing that's happening in Sweden, again, can you imagine if 1,000 refugees moved to Woodstock within 3 months, like all of a sudden? And how would that change your church? And so a lot of the Swedish covenant churches are having to go from a monoculture, all Swedish, to multicultural really fast in order to really reach the people of their community. So we're inviting churches from mono, which like, you know, one culture mainly, to go to Sweden and learn how are the Swedish churches changing from a monocultural church to a multicultural church. How are they doing that? What's working? What's not working? Kind of learning about that and then coming back here to apply it. India to learn about community development programs, and Kenya also to learn about community development programs. There's an amazing program the Covenant has in Kenya as well. So those are vision trips. That's another one of my jobs now. Another job is global internships. If any of, especially the younger people here, have thought, I wonder if God's called me to be a missionary someday. I'm not sure. Maybe, maybe not. I went to Philadelphia. I came back inspired. Did God call me to something long term? Well, we started a new program called Global Internships. From 3 to 12 months, you can go and kind of mirror one of the covenant missionaries, work alongside one of the covenant missionaries, go through a training program, and learn what does it really mean to be a missionary. And then afterwards, we're all going to get together and talk. Do you still feel that maybe God has called you to the mission field? And it's a way for you to kind of help discern whether it's really for you or not. Not that you have to sign up for a bunch of years, but go for like 5 months and see what does it really mean to be a missionary and learn. So we're hoping. We have 6 interns out on the field right now. So, but yeah, they're not all. One of them's 63. Okay, so she has like, I think God for the rest of my life has called me to do international ministry, but I'm not sure, and I have no experience. I just grew up as a mom, as a grandma, and I just need some experience. So she's actually, we're actually sending her to Los Angeles to an urban ministry to learn about urban ministry. That's what she chose. And she's thinking, maybe God's called me to that. So again, it doesn't have to be for 23-year-olds. It can be for 63-year-olds or 83-year-olds. Okay, hurry on. All right. This one, though, if you're of more the experienced age, if you want to call it, we're doing also an immersion program. What that is we want to take all the experience that you've had in your life, and we want you to offer that to one of the covenant partners around the world. Okay? So for example, there's a guy from Washington State who has worked in TV production for many years. And we are trying to connect him with 2 organizations in Nepal who want to start Christian TV stations in Nepal, but they don't know how to get them started. So he's going to move to Kathmandu, and he's going to help them develop TV stations that'll be Christian TV stations. So for example, there's another guy from Minnesota who has been involved in prison ministry and men's ministry at his church for all of his life. And he said, is there anything I could do with prison ministry or men's ministry? So we're actually looking at Alaska as a possibility, Sweden as a possibility, and mainland China as a possibility for him to do, to help local churches develop men's ministries that are effective and also prison ministries that are effective. So if you're like, you know what? I have all this experience in my life. I've never gone internationally for a period of time. I would like God to use my gifts in some way to support our covenant people around the world. Let me know that you might be interested in that. And it's only 3 months, 6 months, 12 months. It can't be more than a year to go and utilize your skills somewhere around the world. Okay? So those are my new jobs. The last one that they recently said was, oh, by the way, we're going to start a new international student ministry program through the covenant. And we want to invite you to be a part of that conversation, which means we're going to want you to be in charge of it probably. So I'm like, oh, gosh. Oh, I wish there were eight of me or something. So, all right, that's my whole spiel. Okay, I want questions now.